It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
It's amazing all of the things that occur when you have a traffic stop. You know, now most people would just go, well, you know, I was in a rush, you know, gee whiz, it's not that big of a deal, hurry up, leave me alone, or, you know, let's get this over with. Well, okay, you know, I get that. But we have found it's an amazing factor that wanted people, drug dealers, bad folks, also tend to drive on the roadways. And there's amazing things that occur on some of those traffic stops. Not only do we find, you know, people that have warrants for their arrests for misdemeanors and felonies, we find narcotics trafficking, we find open containers, we find drunk drivers, we find people who have not paid their insurance. And I think, you know, I have to pay my car insurance, so if I got to pay it, I want everybody else to be in the same boat, because we don't want anybody who has no insurance wrecking in a collision with somebody else. That's really frustrating, because who ends up paying for your injuries, damage, and everything else? If the other person has no insurance, it's going to be your insurance. So those things also come up. A multitude of interesting ne'er-do-wells are found when we go out and enforce the law when it comes to traffic.
For years, we've known that if we need help, we can call 911. In addition to just calling, you can actually text if you need to.
Yes, you can now in most places around the U.S. So locally, you could go on like you were going to do a text message, and you just type in 911 and hit send, and that text will be routed to the closest public safety answering point or, you know, police dispatch area. So if you're in a city and you dial or text 911 into your phone, hit send, it's going to go straight to our dispatch center. You'll get an automated message back that says, you know, do you need police, fire, or medical? And then you will actually be engaging in a regular text conversation with one of the dispatchers. It's newer technology. All the other things with 911 still occur. We can approximate where you are. We're going to have your phone number. Those things are automatically going to pop up to help the dispatcher as well.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.